ready for more, everyone? Then let's put the fun back in funeral. Excuse me, I'm having a bit of a coughing fit. Everyone sit back with a cup of coffee and cremated. And listen closely as I relate the tale of a miserly undertaker and the cruel horror of his fitting punishment. Our story begins on a dark and dismal November night in a town that time forgot. A time not as long ago as you might think. A town too out of the way to be bypassed by an interstate. A time before the internet, where a raggedy figure stands before an aged and ominous funeral home and shivers, but not from the cold.
Hey! Hold your horses. Just a couple more. This one always.
Are you Ezra?
Yes, what is it?
It's me. It's Stanley, sir.
Stanley? I don't know a Stanley. Now get off my...
Sir, I'm your sister's son.
Adelaide?
Yes, sir.
I haven't seen Adelaide in 20 years. And what's more, I don't care to see her, and I don't care to see her kin, so you can go back to where you just came.
I can't go back. She's dead, sir.
I see.
Could I come in, please? I'm so cold. I walked here all the way from the bus station, and it's so cold out.
Come along. Shut the door.
Oh. It's as cold in here as it is out there. No heat?
Heat costs money. Where are you from?
Elsa. It's in Texas.
Where is your father?
I've never known my father.
Just like her to get pregnant and be left behind. So, are you here for a free funeral?
No, not at all. She's been taken care of by the church, but I have no one to...
I see. You've come to live with me, is that it? I should give you clothes, fill your belly with food. Food and clothes. They cost money.
Well, I have $500. It's all she left me with.
$500, huh?
Yes, and I can work. I'm a real hard worker. I can cut firewood from outside. I can help you in the shop. I'll even dig graves.
Just how old are you?
I'm 14.
You look older. Which is why, if anyone asks, you're 18 and you just finished school.
Oh, I can stay then?
Well, I could definitely use the help. Won't cost me anything. Where are your belongings?
I don't have any.
You can take the old room in the attic. But remember, you don't work, you don't eat. Are we clear on this?
Oh, yes, sir. I'll remember. Thank you, Uncle Ezra.
Stop that infernal racket! And don't you ever call me Uncle Ezra.
Okay.
Ezra is indeed hard on the boy. And truly, Ezra is as cheap and miserly as they come.
Finish sweeping the shop.
Yes, Ezra.
Sand this coffin.
Yes, Ezra.
Snow's not going to shovel itself.
Well, I'm going as soon as I find some gloves.
What are you, stupid? You don't need gloves, and I'm not canceling today's viewing. Now get out there.
Yes, Ezra.
Sweep up the shop.
Yes, Ezra.
Sand this coffin.
Yes, Ezra.
Sweep up the shop.
Yes, Ezra.
Those dishes had better be spotless.
Yes, Ezra.
Moreover, as time passes, Stanley learns many horrible things about the way Uncle Ezra practices his trade.
Hold it, you fool! Don't you shut that coffin yet!
But the family have all seen the body. The funeral procession will be here soon.
Yes, but we haven't removed the gold from his teeth.
The gold from his teeth?
If you're going to be my charge, Stanley, you might as well learn everything there is to know. Here is today's lesson. It is not cheap to run a business or to take care of you. Thus, we have to find other ways to make ends meet. Open it up. Right there. Yeah. Now you lock down the lid, Stanley.
Yes, Ezra.
Oh, yes. The old man is definitely cheap. Money is his master. He never misses an opportunity to save or pinch a penny.
Ezra?
Yeah?
I really need a new pair of shoes.
That can wait. There'll be somebody else passing through soon. And when that happens, just take them off the body.
What?
That's how I got half my wardrobe.
Stinking cheapskate.
What?
Nothing, what? Ezra.
You bet nothing. Get out.
Stanley! Come down here! We've got business!
Yes, Ezra?
The Booker family wants something called a green funeral.
The industry's changing, Ezra. We're gonna have to change with it.
Preposterous! Before we know it, people will want to dig the hole themselves under their favorite tree and throw the damn body in.
What about the customer is always right?
Perhaps in Elsa, but not here. It was good business to build the coffins myself. Now it's fashionable. Take the measurements and make sure they're correct. You get to work on building the old woman's coffin, and don't make it any larger than you have to.
Yes, Ezra.
How's it going down here? Did you finish up?
We'll see, Ezra. Now that's a pretty good-looking coffin, if you ask me.
With my father and on my own, I have made hundreds of coffins. They're only pretty when they're paid for. Finish this up.
One day you're gonna get yours, old man. One day.
This is an oak coffin.
Didn't you order an oak coffin?
I ordered a pine coffin. Unfinished. That is what my sister wanted.
Of course. I will have a pine one prepared by the viewing.
Further, I would like you to forego the embalming.
That's impossible. It's already been done.
What? Sir... My sister specifically requested an all-natural burial. Oh, besides, your assistant implied that it would be
just... I'm sorry, Miss Booker, it's too late. Embalming is standard operating procedure. Stanley is not authorized to make decisions on whether
or
not...
Well, you will excuse me. This is all... too much.
Again, Miss Booker, I'm so terribly sorry.
I'll be back in the morning with a decision on whether or not to continue to do business with you.
Very well.
Thank you. Stanley! Stanley, you get up here at once!
Coming, Ezra.
Yes?
They wanted pine.
That's what I told you. Softwoods are faster to renew.
Oh,
Mock me, will you? Give me that tool belt, boy. You don't deserve to wear your grandfather's tool belt. How dare you tell my clients that they can decline the embalming? How dare you speak to my clients behind my back? Now she'll take her business to Honeycutt's funeral parlor.
And whose fault is that?
What? What did you say?
You heard me.
I'll teach you to talk back to me. Stop your fooling and get up, you idiot.
I can't feel my legs. I can't move my feet.
Oh, damn it.
I need a doctor, please.
Yes, I suppose you do. Take these for the pain. Opioids I found at the morgue. Overdose victim. I'm assuming they haven't expired. How is he?
He'll need proper medical tests, of course, but it seems to be a complete spinal injury. He's too drugged to speak right now. Personally, I'm furious with you.
Why are you angry with me? It's not my fault he tripped and fell down the basement.
Ezra, you know he shouldn't have been moved. Not to mention you could have hurt yourself.
I know, Doctor, I know. I'm just beside myself. I wasn't thinking straight. How soon before Stanley's on his feet?
Ezra, I said a complete spinal injury. That means everything below the waist is useless. He'll have to stay in bed for a few weeks, and then it'll be crutches for the rest of his life.
So, he won't be able to work.
Well, barely, if at all. I'll call you tomorrow to find out how he's doing. This is for the pain. Now, when he's able, I want him in my office for a complete checkup. All right, until later.
What am I going to do with Miss Booker's coffin? I suppose I could use it for somebody else. Certainly can't let it go on discount.
Ezra, where are you?
In the basement, boy. Can't you do anything besides make noise, moaning, and thumping those crutches?
I wish I'd never seen your name in that obituary.
What good are you now? You can't work? All you're gonna do is cost me money.
You should have thought of that before you hit me with a damn hammer. I want to go to the doctor. It's been days. I need a doctor.
And tell him everything?
Maybe.
You. Seen my name in that obituary?
What's the matter now?
How about you tell me everything first? How do I know that I really have any obligation to you? How do I know I'm really your Uncle Ezra?
What are you talking about?
You don't look at all like my sister. You just said you wish you'd never seen my name in that obituary? Would you have me believe that my sister never mentioned me once? Where did that $500 really come from? Are you looking for a place to stay, maybe? More money, maybe? Oh, don't you worry, Stanley. I'll find out who you are one way or another. Elsa's not that...
Please! Please don't. Just let me pass and I'll tell you everything.
All right. I slipped.
I'll come back, old man. I'll come back and I'll haunt you, I swear!
Say hello to my sister!
Dead. Good. Now I can finally use that oak coffin. You made such a pretty coffin, Stanley. You can have it all to yourself. I'll even forgo the embalming. Damn it! I didn't think. You're taller than Georgina Booker. You'll never fit. And I will not make another coffin.
But he does have a bone saw.
You all right?
I will be.
It's a terrible accident, Ezra. Don't be so hard on yourself.
He was so insistent on making those damn steps by himself.
Well, maybe it's all for the best. Such a short coffin for so tall a boy, though.
Ezra. To have not heard from you all these years and then have you ask such a strange question. Our sister, Hadley, God rest her soul, did have one son, Jonas, named, I believe, after her and our grandfather. But Jonas passed away at the age of 4. I know nothing about a boy named Stanley. Perhaps I shall see you again one day. If not, it's all the same. Your brother, Penrod.
Then who was Stanley? A con artist. A 14-year-old con artist. Probably some homeless urchin. Well, you failed, my boy. You failed, and you got what was coming to you. What? Who is it? That's it. Oh, God. Stanley's foot. Come on. Come on. Get in there. Get in there. Someone knows. Someone knows what I've done. But who? Who knows? Again! Who is it? Who is it? Who's torturing me? The other foot! Who could know? Who could know I made Stanley fit into that coffin? Stanley! He's back! He said he'd come back! I won't answer you! I won't! I'm just an old man! Leave me alone! I won't answer you, boy! I won't! Do you hear me? I won't! It can't be. It can't be.
But it is. It is Stanley keeping his word, returning to take vengeance. Oh yes, Stanley was indeed a homeless thief who picked the wrong person to pull a con job on. But that doesn't mean Ezra ought to get away with hamstringing his future, does it?
No!
Play ball! Now that's what I call a fitting punishment, kiddies. You don't like? Don't sweat it. It's nothing to lose your head over. You can undertake it or leave it. Join us again when someone in the vault says...
Guard! Something's wrong with Charlie Ray! I think he's dead!
Stay tuned! It's all in the Vault of Horror.
Ha 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 ha